Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Bonjour et bienvenue à Coffee Break French. Welcome once again to Coffee Break French. It's lesson 42, and in this lesson, we're going to be continuing to look at verbs in the present tense. Last lesson, you learned to conjugate a full ER verb in the present tense. So let's take danser, for example, to dance. Je danse, I dance. Tu danses, you dance. Il danse, he dances. Elle danse, she dances. Nous dansons. Everyone together, we dance. Vous dansez, you all dance. Ils dansent, they dance, when you're talking about males or a group of males and females. And elles dansent, they dance, when you're talking about a group of females. In this lesson, we'll be continuing to look at the present tense, and we'll be putting it into the context of talking about your daily routine, what you do in the course of a day. I hope that you find this lesson useful.
Okay, to start today's lesson, let's think a little more about what we were talking about last week. We learned how to conjugate ER verbs in the present tense. Anna, can you tell me how you would say I sing?
Je chante.
Okay, and what about you dance? You talking to one person.
Tu danses.
Tu danses. What about he watches?
Il regarde.
Okay. What about she works?
Elle travaille.
Right. How would you say we sing?
Nous chantons.
Nous chantons. How would you say you, talking to a group of people, you work?
Vous travaillez.
Vous travaillez. Très bien. What about they watch the television, talking about a group of males?
Ils regardent.
That's right. Ils regardent la télé. And what about they, talking about a group of females this time, they dance?
Elles dansent.
And how would you spell danse there?
D-A-N-C-E-N-T.
Almost right. In fact, danser, the infinitive danser in French is spelled D-A-N-S-E-R. So the conjugated part would be D-A-N-S-E-N-T. So it sounds similar to English, obviously, but we've got to be careful with that one. Now, the good thing about learning verbs is that having learned the regular ER endings, if you find any other ER verb in the dictionary, for example, or in a word list, then you know that you can apply these endings to this new verb. Take, for example, the verb, I don't know, to dive. To dive is plonger.
Plonger.
So how would you say, using what you know already, you dive, using the tu form?
Tu plonges.
That's right. And if the infinitive is spelled P-L-O-N-G-E-R, how would you spell the tu plonges, the plonge part?
You would spell it P-L-O-N-G-E-S.
Exactly. Take off the E-R and add E-S for this ending. Tu plonges.
Tu plonges.
Okay. Let's take another verb. Let's take the verb to wash. To wash is laver.
Laver.
So how would you say we wash if we were talking about we wash the dishes, for example?
Nous lavons.
Nous lavons. Très bien. So you're taking the infinitive laver, taking off the er and adding ons for your ending. Nous lavons.
Nous lavons.
And just one other thing before we move on from laver, how would you say he washes?
Il lave.
Il lave. And how would you spell the lave?
L-A-V-E.
That's it. Il lave. So je lave, tu laves, il lave, elle lave. Nous lavons, vous lavez, il lave, elle lave. Now this is where things are going to get a little silly because I'm going to ask you to do some actions, if you like. So moving your hands in various ways to help you conjugate these verbs. This is the way I always used to teach it to my own students. So I'd like you, first of all, to point, Anna, you're going to be doing this. This probably would work better as a video podcast, but I'm sure we'll try to sort something out for you there. You're going to be beginning by pointing to yourself when you say, je lave. Je lave.
Je lave.
And I hope everyone's pointing to themselves. So point to your chest and then point straight at someone. So look directly at someone and say, tu lave.
Tu lave.
Okay, Anna's looking at me at the moment. So tu lave.
Tu laves.
Okay, now I'd like you to imagine a male person on your right-hand side. So you've been pointing with your index finger so far. Now I'd like you to point with your thumb, as if you're doing thumbs up, towards the right. So, il lave.
Il lave.
And then with your other thumb, your left thumb, point towards your left, because there's a female person on your left-hand side, and say, elle lave.
Elle lave.
So together we have je lave, tu lave, il lave, elle lave.
Je lave, tu lave, il lave, elle lave.
Okay, so as you're doing these actions, it will help you remember the order of the words and the order of the verbs when you're conjugating. Let's move on to nous lavons. Now, nous is plural. So far we've had singular persons, I, you, he, she, but we're now moving into the plural, so we're going to use both hands together. And this action is a bit like doing the breaststroke when you're swimming. So you go out and bring everyone in together. Nous lavons.
Nous lavons.
And then this time we're going to turn our palms outwards and push away because we're talking to everyone here. So vous lavez.
Vous lavez.
And for the il plural, let's take both our index fingers and point to the right. So we're pointing to a group of males on our right-hand side. Il lave.
Il lave.
And then point the other direction, both our index fingers to the left. Elle lave.
Elle lave.
This might work for you. It might not. I have to say it's very strange explaining this in audio only. We need to get a video sorted out for you. I'll try and do that as soon as possible. Let's go through the whole verb again and make sure you're doing the actions. Je lave.
Je lave.
Tu lave.
Tu laves.
Il lave.
Il lave.
Elle lave.
Elle lave.
Nous lavons.
Nous lavons.
Vous lavez.
Vous lavez.
Il lave.
Il lave.
Elle lave.
Elle lave.
Okay, let's take another verb. Let's take quitter. Quitter is spelled Q-U-I-T-T-E-R. And quitter means to leave, literally to quit. So when you're leaving a house, you would say quitter la maison. So we're going to take quitter. It's a regular ER verb, so the same endings will be used. Je quitte.
Je quitte.
Tu quittes.
Tu quittes.
Remember to point straight at someone. Il quitte.
Il quitte.
Thumb to the right. Elle quitte.
Elle quitte.
Thumb to the left. Nous quittons. Breaststroke.
Nous quittons.
Vous quittez.
Vous quittez.
Push out. Il quitte.
Il quitte.
And remember that's spelled E-N-T, il quitte, and your I-L-S, il quitte.
Il quitte.
So pointing both hands to the right, and elle quitte.
Elle quitte.
Again, E-L-L-E-S, and your ending is E-N-T. Je quitte, tu quittes, il quitte, elle quitte, nous quittons, vous quittez, il quitte, elle quitte. Très bien. Now we should have perhaps pointed out that if you're travelling on public transport at the moment, then perhaps it's not the best idea to start doing all these actions. And if you're driving, please keep your hands on the wheel. We don't want anyone to crash. Okay, we're going to look a little more at verbs now, but in a context, and the context is going to be our daily routine. What do we do each day? So we're going to look at a number of verbs, and then we'll ask the question, à quelle heure, at what time, do you do such and such? Now, no doubt when you get up in the morning, you get yourself dressed and you brush your teeth and so on. But there's a reason that we're going to be leaving those particular verbs until next time. They are actually reflexive verbs, but I don't want to go into that just now. Let's start at the part of the day where you leave the house. We've already heard quitter, quitter la maison. So to say I leave the house, how would you say that, Anna?
Je quitte la maison.
Je quitte la maison.
Je quitte la maison.
Et ensuite, qu'est-ce que tu fais? What do you do next?
Well, I arrive at university.
Okay, so arrive in French is a lovely regular ER verb, arriver.
Arriver.
So how would you say I arrive at the university? I think you already know the word for university.
Yes, l'université.
Uh-huh. So I arrive at the university.
J'arrive à l'université.
Good. J'arrive à l'université. Now it's L apostrophe, obviously, because université begins with a vowel. J'arrive à l'université.
J'arrive à l'université.
Now let's think if we're talking about I arrive at work. Now the word for work in this sense would be, can you remember?
Travail.
Yeah, exactly. It's travail. That's the noun. It needs an article. So is it le travail or la travail?
I think it's le travail.
It is indeed le travail. Now, if you wanted to say I arrive at work in French, you would have to say I arrive at the work. So we're going to use j'arrive. And can you tell me what we need to think about here?
We need to think about à and when it's combined with the masculine form of the.
Excellent. And what happens then in the case that à is combined with le?
It becomes au.
Exactly. So I arrive at the work is?
J'arrive au travail.
J'arrive au travail.
J'arrive au travail.
Excellent. Now, if you, for example, arrive at the office, then you could say j'arrive au bureau.
J'arrive au bureau.
Now, the word bureau means, it's like bureau in English, we use that word, but it means the office when you're talking about that's their place of work. J'arrive au bureau.
J'arrive au bureau.
Okay, let's see if we can remember how you would say this one. I arrive at the hospital.
J'arrive à l'hôpital.
Good. Hôpital starts with a silent H, so it's L apostrophe. J'arrive à l'hôpital.
J'arrive à l'hôpital.
Par exemple, si tu es médecin, tu arrives à l'hôpital. So if you're a doctor, you would arrive at the hospital in the morning, for example. So j'arrive à l'université, j'arrive au travail, j'arrive à l'hôpital, and so on. Now, at lunchtime, you might eat. Can you remember how to say to eat, Anna?
Manger.
Manger, of course it is. So how would you say I eat?
Je mange.
Je mange. How would you say we eat?
Nous mangeons.
Nous mangeons. Now, if you're looking at the slides, the flashcards that are synchronized with this podcast, you might notice that there's something a little strange in nous mangeons. There's an extra E that gets added in to keep the G sound of manger soft. Don't worry about that. We'll come back to that another time. Nous mangeons.
Nous mangeons.
The important thing is that it sounds the same. Je mange, tu manges, il mange, elle mange. Nous mangeons, vous mangez, il mange, elle mange. We'll come back to that another time, as I said. So, je mange avec mes collègues.
Je mange avec mes collègues.
So, I eat with my colleagues. What about I eat with my friends?
Je mange avec mes copains.
Je mange avec mes copains. Très bien. Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment.
When you're not listening to Coffee Break French, there's still opportunities for you to keep up your French practice on social media. Just search for Coffee Break French on Facebook, where we post regular language and cultural content. We're Learn French on Twitter, and you can come behind the scenes with the Coffee Break team on Instagram, where we're Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson.
Okay, what else might we do in the day? Well, after work or after university or school or whatever, you might go home, return home. Now, there's actually a special verb in French exactly for this purpose, to return home. It's just one word. It's rentrer.
Rentrer.
And it's a good word for practicing those R's. Rentrer.
Rentrer.
Okay, so how would you say I go home or I return home?
So would you say je rentre, and then how would you say home?
Well, that's exactly it. With rentrer, the home part is already in there. So it's to return to wherever your base is. Je rentre.
Je rentre.
So if you're coming home from your holidays or from your vacation, you could say je rentre.
Je rentre.
Of course, you could add in, might sound a little strange, je rentre à la maison, or je rentre chez moi. Chez moi is sort of to or at my house. Chez moi.
Chez moi.
Je rentre chez moi.
Je rentre chez moi.
It's quite tricky to say that. Je rentre chez moi.
Je rentre chez moi.
Because the verb is rentrer, taking off the ER leaves you with an R before the ending. So in that case, when you say je rentre, it's almost just like a little breath at the end. Je rentre.
Je rentre.
Okay, but obviously with nous rentrons, it's different. Nous rentrons.
Nous rentrons.
And watch your nasal sounds there again. It's rentrons.
Rentrons.
Okay, so we've left the house. We've arrived at work or university or wherever. We've eaten our lunch. We have returned home. And perhaps the next thing that we could do is dîner.
Dîner.
Now, dîner is the verb literally to dine. Dîner.
Dîner.
So how would you say, I dine with my family?
Je dîne avec ma famille.
Je dîne avec ma famille.
Je dîne avec ma famille.
Très bien. Now, in some cases, dîner can sound a little stilted, almost like saying I dine with my family, which is perhaps quite posh English. But dîner can be used in this way. It's just another example of an ER verb. To be honest, you would probably say je mange avec ma famille.
Je mange avec ma famille.
Because you can still use manger as a general verb like that, to eat. Je mange avec ma famille.
Je mange avec ma famille.
So there are some examples of things that you do during the day. Now, we're going to give a little more detail here because we're going to ask the question, à quelle heure est-ce que tu arrives à l'université? À quelle heure est-ce que tu manges avec tes collègues? Okay? So, à quelle heure means?
At what time?
At what time. Now, in actual fact, we've not really covered time in any major way within Coffee Break French so far, and we'll definitely do that in the next couple of lessons. At the moment, I'd just like to introduce the idea of at a particular time. Now, when you're talking about time in French, you use the word heure.
Heure.
And that means literally hours. So if you say à 8 heures.
À 8 heures.
That means at 8 o'clock. À 8 heures.
À 8 heures.
So how would you say at 9 o'clock?
À 9 heures.
À 9 heures. In actual fact, your neuf, the F of neuf, becomes more like a V when you're following it on with something else. So à 9 heures.
À 9 heures.
And how would you say at 3 o'clock?
À 3 heures.
Yeah, exactly. And you, again, because you're following it with a vowel sound, albeit a silent H, then you say trois heures. You run the S of trois into it. À trois heures.
À trois heures.
Okay, so, Anna, how would you say then, I leave the house at 8 o'clock?
Je quitte la maison à 8 heures.
Je quitte la maison à 8 heures. Très bien. So, if I wanted to ask you the question, at what time do you leave the house? I could say, à quelle heure est-ce que tu quittes la maison?
À quelle heure est-ce que tu quittes la maison?
So, we've got à quelle heure, at what time, then est-ce que, which as you know is the question word, est-ce que tu quittes la maison? À quelle heure est-ce que tu quittes la maison?
À quelle heure est-ce que tu quittes la maison?
Now, there are other versions of this same sentence. You could say, tu quittes la maison à quelle heure?
Tu quittes la maison à quelle heure?
So that would literally translate as, you leave the house at what time? It's a perfectly valid question in French. It doesn't sound stilted in any way. Tu quittes la maison à quelle heure?
Tu quittes la maison à quelle heure?
And then, as you know, we've got a third way of asking a question in French, and that is using inversion. So, à quelle heure quittes-tu la maison?
À quelle heure quittes-tu la maison?
That just sounds a little funny in French. À quelle heure quittes-tu la maison? It's quite poetic. It's almost like a song lyric or something like that. À quelle heure est-ce que tu quittes la maison is probably your most natural way of saying it. Or, tu quittes la maison à quelle heure?
Tu quittes la maison à quelle heure?
So, Anna, tu quittes la maison à quelle heure?
Je quitte la maison à 8 heures. Mark, tu quittes la maison à quelle heure?
Alors, moi, je quitte la maison à 7h30. Now, demi. Any ideas as to what demi means when you say à 7h30?
Well, does demi not have something to do with a half?
Yes, absolutely. Demi comes from the Latin. I think it comes from the word demidius, I think. I'm not entirely sure. But it means half. And you might be familiar with the term demi-semi-quaver, if you're musical, which is half a semi-quaver, which is, of course, half a quaver. And if you're in the States, I think we're talking about a 32nd note, because a semi-quaver will be a 16th note. Anyway, we're probably getting into too much complicated stuff here. So basically, et demi means half past. So à 7h30.
À 7h30.
So how would you say then, Anna, I arrive at university at 8:30?
That would be, j'arrive à l'université à 8h30.
Très bien. And I have lunch with my friends at 1 o'clock.
Je mange avec mes copains à 1 heure.
Almost right. Heure is in fact feminine, so it's une heure.
Une heure.
So, je mange avec mes copains à 1 heure.
Je mange avec mes copains à 1 heure.
1 heure.
1 heure.
It's really tricky to say. Je mange avec mes copains à 1 heure. Okay, how would you say I arrive home or I return home using that one verb, rentrer, at 5:30?
Je rentre à 5h30.
Très bien. And I dine with my family at 7 o'clock.
Je dîne avec ma famille à 7 heures.
Excellent. Okay, we're going to do a little listening practice here. I'm going to tell you about my day, and I'm going to throw in some other things to see if you can recognize them as well. So, le matin, je quitte la maison à 8 heures. J'arrive au travail à 8h30. Normalement, je parle avec mes collègues pendant 10 minutes. Ensuite, je commence mon travail. Je mange à la cantine à 1 heure. Je passe l'après-midi à faire des enregistrements et je rentre chez moi à 6 heures. Je dîne avec ma famille à 7 heures et après, je joue un peu de piano ou je regarde la télé. Okay, so, Anna, a few questions. What time do I leave the house?
I think you left at 8 o'clock.
Yep, and did you get what time I arrive at work?
You arrived at 8:30.
Yep. Now, I said before I begin work, I do something else. Je parle avec mes collègues.
I'm guessing that means that you talk with your colleagues?
Yeah, I speak with my colleagues. Pendant 10 minutes, I said. I give you a length of time I do that for. Pendant 10 minutes.
So you talk with your colleagues for 10 minutes?
Yep. I said then, ensuite, je commence mon travail. Now, commence comes from commencer. Any guesses as to what that means?
Well, I'm guessing, as it sounds like to commence, that it means to start.
Yeah, so I start my work after that. Ensuite, next or then, je commence mon travail. I start my work. Je mange à la cantine à 1 heure.
So I eat in the canteen at 1 o'clock?
Yeah, la cantine is the canteen. In a school, you would call it la cantine, the canteen, or the dining hall. In an office, it might be the dining hall or the restaurant. But it's la cantine in French. Then I said, je passe l'après-midi à faire des enregistrements. And that's quite tricky. I said something about je passe l'après-midi. So I spend the afternoon à faire des enregistrements. So doing recordings. And then je rentre chez moi à 6 heures.
Well, that's a bit easier. That's I go home at 6 o'clock.
Yep. Je dîne avec ma famille à 7 heures.
And I dine with my family at 7 o'clock.
Et après, je joue un peu de piano ou je regarde la télé. So there's a couple of things that I might do in the evening, the sort of pastime things. What would I say?
And after that, I play a little bit of piano or I watch the telly.
Yeah, exactly. A very normal day for me, very relaxing and working and then spending the evening watching telly and playing piano. It never works out like that. But anyway, it's hopefully easier to understand that way than the real thing. So we're going to leave it there today. It's been quite a long episode and there's still a few things to explain. And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break French. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break French community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakfrench, and we're at Learn French on Twitter. Merci beaucoup et à bientôt! This is a production of the Radio Lingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.